We could make some steps for him. Dad's got wood out in the back that he's been keeping forever. Cal grins, holding up his hand. Good idea! Without enthusiasm, I slap his palm. But even if we make the steps, who's going to drive us? Cal hunches his shoulders and begins singing, "You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman." No! It's the only way! No, Cal, not Kate. Why not? For one thing, I'd like to live to see my 14th birthday. Oh, come on! She's got her license, and as long as she doesn't have to parallel park. Forget it. Cal slumps to the floor, acting like a kicked dog. All right, I say, but time's running out. We better start making the steps now, and we still have to convince Kate. And Zachary Beaver.
Do you see how that last sentence, "and Zachary Beaver," looks different? It's written in italics. When you see words in italics, it usually means that the author wants you to pay special attention. What the author is emphasizing here is that for all Cal and Toby's scheming about how to get Zachary to the drive-in movie theater, the most important and most difficult part of the plan is convincing Zachary himself. Let's continue reading where we left off. We're at the very last paragraph on page 129, which starts, "After measuring the distance..."
After measuring the distance from the ground to the back of the pickup, we grab Dad's tools and start to work. An average person wouldn't need to have wide steps, but we triple the width for Zachary. We don't need any accidents waiting to happen.